The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Mitch Brannon from Lillington, North Carolina, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 301 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I could be better. I could be worse, but I had a little under the weather lately, but...
Aren't you going to Disney World soon?
Not me.
Yeah,
I'm not going till Wine and Dine.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's me. I'm going to Disney World soon. Woohoo!
Yeah. I know we always get each other mixed up.
I knew it was one of us.
We want to get right to our show because we have...
No. I need to do a shout-out.
Oh, I'm so excited about our guest.
People of their shout-out. I know. I'm excited, too. It sounds like he's wrestling there. wrestling an alligator. Our shout-out is to Susanna Cruz, who's on the Mickey Milers, and Christina Trahanas, who listens to the Mickey Miles podcast. And they did a run together and posted a picture on our Facebook page, which always makes me oh so happy. So yay to Susanna and Christina.
Oh, so happy. Well,
Susanna.
Oh, Susanna.
You did it.
We are welcoming back a friend of ours who is a member of the WDW radio running team. His name is Joseph Robert Kalinske. He hails from the city that never sleeps, New York City, New York. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike and Michelle. Thanks for having me on.
We don't usually give the middle names of our...
JRK, we call him. Not to be confused with JFK. So,
And Joe always posts the coolest running pictures of Manhattan, I think. Always look forward to his posts.
Me too. One of the things...
And it's just so sad, guys, that phonetically my initials just spell jerk. Isn't that sad?
No! What were your parents thinking?
That must have been...
I don't know. It could have been worse. Trust me.
That must have been something growing up.
Oh, it was, Mike.
Oh, boy.
So one of the, there are a couple reasons why, well, there is a main reason why we have Joe on the show, but Joe, we want you to first talk a little bit about your running background.
Oh, sure. Started running in 2005, distance running, that is, in 2005. Before that, like, running was just a punishment for other sports, as you know. You know, don't catch a football, take a lap, you know, that kind of thing. That's the only running I did until 2005. Then my daughter came home from school one day, and she basically said, you know, I feel like quitting. This is really too tough. And I promised her that I would do something hard if she would do something hard. And her something hard would be stay in school, study harder, and get better grades. So she said, well, what are you going to do that's more difficult or hard? And I turn around and say, well, don't know. I'll leave it up to you. That was a real big mistake.
A couple
of weeks later, she comes back to me and says, Dad, what's a marathon? I said, it's a really long race. I have no idea how long it was at the time. And she goes, is there one in New York? I said, yeah. She goes, can you do that? Okay. So I signed up for the lottery. I tried to train myself with a book, not asking anyone for instruction because I was too embarrassed. And I fumbled through it and barely survived my first marathon. And from there, I was hooked.
Wow.
And then from there, I've been running marathons since 2005, mainly for charity. And that's really what's got me up to this point.
I never heard that story.
Yeah, Joe, how come you never told us that?
That's so cool. And I've seen you and your daughter at races.
Yes.
Yeah, now I got her running. She's all excited. She's going to be running either the 5K or the 10K coming up in Disneyland. So I'm pretty psyched about running with her again.
I think that's where I saw you guys last, at Disneyland, right?
You did,
yeah.
Ran into you at the crowds at the 10K last year.
Yeah. So you have to give your daughter a shout out.
Okay. Well, hi, Chelsea. There
you go. She's a cutie. She's like a little mini me too. She looks just like you.
Yes, she tells everybody that I have her for tax purposes, which is really great.
Joe, we'd like you to talk a little bit about Dawes. You're the president of Dawes, and it's a very good cause. We want you to spend some time telling our listeners about it.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. Well, about a year and a half ago, a little bit more, a couple of friends and I, all from the Disney running community, got together and said, well, we want to do something a little special, and we wanted to do it for a charity. And then you turn around and say, well, what charity? And I had basically a cause that I wanted to fight for, which is spinal muscular atrophy. So the charity that we created was called Do Away with SMA. We just call it DAWS. And it's to fight a disease called spinal muscular atrophy, which is the number one genetic killer of kids under the age of 2 in the entire world. And it basically, it's one of those diseases that it's a killer, but quite frankly, you don't hear about it very often. And it's these kind of diseases that kind of need the attention, you know? So we designed a charity focused on running and other events, whatever we can put together to generate some awareness and some donations to fight the disease and to help families that have a child that currently has this disease in one of its various forms. So that's really why this charity is got a Disney flavor to it, because really everybody who's in the charity with me and on my board of directors is a huge Disney fan. And we met each other literally running Disney races over the years.
That's so cool. And one of the things we know about Disney runners is that they often run for causes and are often very generous too. So that's really neat. And you guys have a Facebook page, right?
We do. We're on Do Away with SMA is the group name on Facebook. If you guys want to look us up, that'd be great.
Cool. So along with that, you have devised, I don't know any other word for it, a spectacular event where you're going to try to raise money to fight this disease. And it has something a little bit to do with Disney. So we invited you on the show to see if you could tell us all about it, like what it is and what you're going to do and how you came up with the idea.
Sure. Well, it's a fairly interesting idea, I think. It starts with, you get a bunch of Disney runners in a room, and they're also Disney, obviously, fanatics. They know a lot about the history, and they know a lot about, you know, Imagineering and the whole nine yards. The next thing you know, you get them over a couple of, well, let's just say a couple of glasses of alcohol, and the next thing you know, you're having a little conversation that has a blue sky tint to it. And huge fans of Disney, we all know what a blue sky meaning means. It's all positives, no negatives. You can do it. There's no, we can't do this. It's impossible. No negative words used, and you always try to plus the idea. So you start with, well, if we're going to do a charity event, what about a 5K? Well, what about a 10K? Then it moves to a half marathon. Then it moves to a marathon. Then it moves to, what do we do a multi-day something crazy event to make it stand out? So at the end of this brainstorming, we came up with the idea of running an event where I'm going to be running from in San Francisco, the Walt Disney Family Museum in the Presidio. I'm going to be running from there to the front gates of Disneyland in the month of August, since August is SMA Awareness Month. I'm going to start on August 18th. I'm hoping to average approximately 28 and a half miles a day. Obviously, that will not be at a race pace or a personal best or anything like that, but I'm going to get that amount of miles done per day, and I'm looking to finish the day before the Disneyland Half Marathon festivities kick off, September 3rd, I believe that is.
Wow. So how do you, how are you fundraising first? How are you raising money for this? How could people donate?
Sure. I mean, you can always look us up on CrowdRise. We have Do Away with SMA. The title of the effort is called 500 Miles for SMA. And it's pretty special to me because it's not going to be easy, obviously. It's going to take a pretty big toll on me, but I get lucky, you know, 17 days is all I need, or 18 days. I'm trying to blank out on how many days it is, but that's how many days I'm going to have to go through this effort. Families that have a child with SMA, SMA kids and SMA adults, they go through a much harder time than I'm going to have, and they go through it every single day. So believe me, it's a small price for me to pay to try to raise some money and some awareness to help them. And you can always look us up, like I said, on CrowdRise. It's a very personal thing for me because I had two brothers that passed from this disease. And really, that was kind of the main rallying point for my friends to get together and say, let's do something special for this. And they've been very, very supportive.
So on CrowdRise, do away with SMA?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So let's talk about logistics. So, you know, you're going to need, of course, I'm sure you thought of all these things, you know, the multiple pairs of shoes, multiple pairs of clothes. You're going to need to create a route. Do you have a support team? Is it like a van following you along to make sure that you're okay?
Yeah, I do. So what I'm going to have is my vice president, Robin Engel-Couture, is helping me with the day-to-day logistics, and she will be driving the kind of the safety van behind me. It'll have everything I need basically packed in there, whether it be water or Gatorade or Gooze, whatever. Obviously, Band-Aids, that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure I'm going to need a few of those. And she's going to drive behind me, so basically I'm protected. We already had to go through some of the logistics were kind of a nightmare, trying to go through the California Highway Patrol and things like that, just to make sure you can do things like this. And the helpful part was that it just seemed like people that we talked to that we needed the assistance of, whether it be the California Highway Patrol, whether it be the people in the Presidio in San Francisco or along the route, they seem pretty supportive of it. So I don't see many glitches that way, but there's always stuff that comes up. And planning the route was pretty basic. I mean, I used MapMyRun, literally, and went down street by street. And it took a long time to do. But you figure out the twists and turns, because nowadays you don't need a map. You could just look on MapMyRun or Google Maps. And it's painstaking. It's painstaking with regard to the amount of time it takes. But you can do it. Now, hopefully it'll work. We'll see.
So, like, what do you think your typical day is going to be like? You're going to get up at, 8 o'clock, eat a nice breakfast, and then hit the road?
Well, I wish I could say that. I think I'm probably going to be up a little before 5, mm-hmm. Because of the fact that we're talking about August being SMA Awareness Month. I wanted to make sure I did it in August, but let's face it, August is not exactly the most runner-friendly month when it comes to distance events here in the States for the most part. So the heat is something I have to worry about, and I'd like to get most of my miles in before the top of the day. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna shoot for a very slow pace. I'm going to, if I have to take walk breaks, I'll take walk breaks, especially earlier on in the effort. And then from there, it's hopefully done by 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and then immediately focus on recovery. It's going to be – the days are probably going to go a lot quicker than you would expect.
So do you have a hotel at the end of that route planned for every day?
Oh, yeah. So that was interesting, too. You book rooms just like you would on any other vacation. It's kind of difficult to find some locations that have hotels that are perfectly placed for you. Mm. So there'll be some back and forth shuttling in the car and stuff like that. But at no one point will I even have to drive more than 15 to 20 miles to find where I'm staying the next night. You know, but I'm not going to do it like I'm not going to rough it. Let's just say that I'm not going to be pitching a tent and sleeping in the forest next to the mountain lions for a night or two. Mm-hmm. But definitely I will be staying every night in a hotel. So,
Joe, so what is the total miles? Something like 410 or something like that?
It's about 486 as long as I don't have to do any kind of additional twists and turns, but things come up, I'm sure. So I'm budgeting for about 486. I'm hoping that the map is off. Maybe I can score a few miles by simply having the map being off a bit. But that's what all the research that I have has stated.
So one of the questions that's been running around my head is, you said that you wanted to average about 28 miles per day. Are you going to hold yourself to that as a minimum or a maximum? Or are you just going to say, well, depending upon how I feel? Because I can tell just from listening to you that you understand how you have to be careful early on and, you know, take a break and work on recovery. So I was just curious, you know, inside your mind, how are you approaching this?
Well, what I am looking to do is I'm going to take it day by day and see what I'm given. So if I'm given one of those rare days in California now where it rains, I may actually try to get a little bit more in. That would lessen the load on future days. If it's a really hot day, I may have to call it a little bit early. It depends. But it's all about budgeting and really weather and the logistics of different roadways that may be open or closed. You know, these kind of things that you can't really budget for, but you have to assume is going to happen to you at some point where you plan to go down this road and all of a sudden it's closed and the two roads next to it are closed as well and you have to do a detour. And that detour causes you to go off to another route that adds mileage on. So I'm going to try to pocket a little bit of additional miles early if I can, but I am not by any stretch going to overexert myself early. Because there are definitely some very hilly parts to this, and I have to be very even with my plan. I have to stick to my game plan as much as I can.
So how are you training for this, Joe, in New York, for running so many miles in California?
Quite frankly, it's just training during the week consists of some swimming, some biking, some daily running, and two long runs during the weekend. Long runs being anything from 20 to 28 miles.
Wow.
I'm trying to, but the good thing is that I'm not doing this by myself, right? I know enough to know that I don't know everything that I need to know. I think that last sentence made sense. But there you go. But I asked somebody who's a coach and is also on my board, Brian Johnson. I'm sure a lot of people in the Disney running area definitely know Brian. He's about as upbeat of a person as possible, and he put together what he calls his Opus training program for me. And I've been trying to stick to that the best I can, which allows me to stay off my legs for a good period of the week using biking and swimming to work on my cardiovascular, but then getting the miles in that I need.
So is there going to be any who's going to be there at the beginning for you and who's going to be there at the end for you to celebrate?
Well, I'm hoping a whole bunch of people from my board and my family and my friends should be there at the finish for me. I'm really hoping to see as many of them as I can. At the beginning, it's going to be me and my vice president, Robin Enkel Couture, who's going to be doing my navigation and really basically everything else aside from running, thank God. And we're going to have some people coming, some friends coming interspersed throughout the 2 weeks so that they can give her a break and assist her and basically keep her entertained as she drives about four miles an hour for God only knows how many hours a day. You know, there's only one thing worse than actually doing what I'm doing. It's doing what she's doing, because I can't imagine driving 4 miles an hour for X amount of hours a day.
Well, I think this is amazing. Why don't you, before we let you go, why don't you tell us all the ways that people could follow you and once again tell us how people can support your cause?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, we're on Facebook, obviously, as a group. You can look us up at Do Away with SMA, or you can just look up 500 Miles for SMA. That's the way you can really follow us on Facebook. I'm definitely going to be posting on there a lot and stuff during the effort. I also have a 500 Miles for SMA Twitter feed, obviously, because I'm going to have my daughter with me toward the second half of this effort. So she's going to be my social media guru, and she'll be tweeting out probably awful-looking pictures of me and other stuff, I'm sure, to be entertaining. And on CrowdRise, you can take a look for us at Do Away with SMA. Under projects, you'll see a 500 Miles for SMA actual item that if you feel like you want to donate, anything is helpful. A penny, a nickel, a dollar, doesn't matter.
That's awesome. Well, Joe, we want you to be safe. We think this is amazing, and I'm sure that your daughter never thought that this was going to happen, but is really, really
she
proud
better get
to
all
have
A's.
Such a great. She better get all A's. I'm sure we're proud to call you our friend.
Oh my God.
I'm sure she is going to be she's probably already blown away. And we just followed you on Twitter, so we will retweet all of the things she's tweeting about you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the support.
Hey, Joe, one more question before we let you go.
Sure.
After doing 487 to 500 miles, are you running anything during that Disneyland half marathon weekend?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that. That's going to be like my victory lap. I can't wait for that.
Awesome.
I'm doing I'm going to do the half, and I'm going to do the 10K. So, obviously, I'm not going to be doing it fast, and I don't know. Maybe I'll get dressed up or something. I haven't run in costume yet, but I'm thinking about running as like Carl Fredrickson from Up, because I'm probably going to need a cane with those little tennis balls on it.
Wow.
So that's okay.
Well, I actually do have another question. Can we have you come back and report how wonderful this was and how well you did?
Well, I absolutely. I'm like I said, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to see how it goes, and I'm going to try to be smart about it as I can, and hopefully I can see it through to the finish.
Great. Thank you.
He is Joseph Robert Kalinske, and he is doing something that
takes a lot of heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, guys, for having me on.
Thanks, Joe. Best of luck.
Thanks.
I have to edit this out. I'm getting choked up. So for Joseph Kalinske, a hero. This is Mike Scopa for Michelle Scribner-Klein. We'll see you on the road.
Thanks, Mike.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.